Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church, and we're located in Grove City, Ohio. I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Good Thursday to you. How was your church service last night? We had a marvelous midweek service here. Of course, we're ready now and gearing up for Sunday, which is our Turkey Dinner Sunday, November 16th, this Sunday at 10:30 in the morning. If you haven't RSVP'd yet, give us a call, 614-875-2190. Reserve your tickets for the meal this coming Sunday. At 10:30, we'll meet for our gospel service, and then right after that service, we'll head out to our fellowship hall, and we'll enjoy a marvelous Thanksgiving meal together. So we're looking forward to that. I hope you'll be in your place. Reserve your spot. Many radio listeners, come out and meet us and see us and be our guests this Sunday for Turkey Dinner Sunday. All right, and then tonight, Thursday night, is our Bridge to Recovery. It's our faith-based addictions program and meets at 6:30 every Thursday night. Come out and join us. Everybody knows somebody who's struggling with some stubborn habits or addictions. And you just, listen, Jesus is the answer. And this is a great program that'll get you in touch with the Lord and in touch with yourself, understanding who you are in God's sight and what the Lord can do for you. So come on out and join us Thursday evening. You'll be glad you did. 6:30 to 8 o'clock here at Bible Baptist Church. Now, if your Bible's nearby, I'm going to read a verse from Proverbs 18 today. Proverbs 18, where the Bible says in verse 24, "A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother." Webster defines friend as a favored companion. Thank God for true friends. What is a friend? Well, one man said, a single soul dwelling in two bodies. And another one said, a friend is someone who walks in when everyone else walks out. Well, that could be true. You know, I've been blessed in my life with many wonderful friends. Not just acquaintances, but those who I would consider my friends. And there is one friend, however, that's more special than any other I have in my life. His name is Jesus Christ. And I don't call him my friend, but he calls me his. Think about that for a minute. If the President of the United States or someone who you look up to would to call you his friend, then he raises me to his level. If I presume to call the President or someone in that capacity my friend, then I've not elevated him at all, but I brought him down to my level. You see, it's one thing for us to sing, "What a friend I have in Jesus." It's another thing when Jesus says, "He has a friend in me." There's a big difference between the two. Now, there are several places in the Bible where God and Jesus refer to certain people as their friends. The Bible says God spoke to Moses as a man speaks to his friend. Abraham is called the friend of God. Twice, 2 Chronicles 20 and James 2. Abraham's seed, the faithful of Israel, are called the friends of God. In the New Testament, Lazarus is called a friend by Jesus. In what we just read in Proverbs, there's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. That's referring to Jesus. He was accused of being a friend of publicans and sinners. So I want to talk about this word, friend, the sinner's friend. His friendship, Jesus' friendship to us, is seen in his sacrifice. You see, it was voluntary. He laid down his life for his friends. Nobody murdered Jesus or took away his life against his will. He voluntarily gave his life on the cross. Several statements Jesus would say, "You don't take my life, I lay it down." And greater love had no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. It was voluntary, but it was also vicarious. Vicarious simply means it was performed or suffered by one as a substitute for another, for the benefit or advantage of another. Jesus gave his life on that cross, not for himself, but for us, for others. The Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. And so when Jesus went to the cross, he was doing so on behalf of others. And it was for people he would call his friend. Jesus, listen, Jesus was dying for you so you would not have to die and go to hell for your sins. It was voluntary and it was vicarious, but it was vicious. What do you mean? Well, it seems pretty sanitary on the surface, but it wasn't. No, it's hard to convey the depths of suffering Jesus endured when he gave his life for us. Remember, he was betrayed by Judas, deserted by the disciples, beaten by the temple guards. When they put a bag over his head and then smite him and say, okay, prophesy, or they blindfolded him and said, who hit you? Who hit you? They spit in his face. They ripped his beard out with their hands. Rejected by the very people he came to save. They scourged him until you could not even, according to Isaiah, you couldn't recognize he was a human being. He was so beaten and battered. Then they mocked him by putting a crown of thorns on his head. They stripped him naked. And then they took him to the cross. They drove nails into his hands and his feet. And they hung him up to die. He was marred beyond belief for you and for me. Oh, my friend, he did it all for us. It was a vicious death. It was a vicarious death. It was a voluntary death, but it was a victorious death. Yes, those who look at the death of Jesus on the cross and will look to him and say, he died for me. He took my place. It's a time of great victory. Jesus, victory over death, victory over sin. Jesus, prodding to victory when 3 days later, God raised him from the dead. Not only could we be forgiven, but we could live forever with him. It's easy to see friendship in his sacrifice. But I also see friendship in his sharing. His sharing. What does he share? Well, he shares his love. He reminds us over and over he loves us. In Jeremiah, it's an everlasting love. It's the motive behind the cross. That he loved us. God committed his love toward us. And that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Nothing can separate us from the love of God, Romans 8, 38 and 39. God is love, 1 John 4, 8. Oh, there's nothing quite as wonderful in the world as knowing that you're loved by God. But that's what a true friend does. Proverbs 17, 17, a friend loveth at all times. So he shares his love, but he also shares his life. Jesus gave his life for us on the cross. But then he imparts that life to us day by day. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. He saves us by his grace and then gives us a heart to live for him. The redeemed, those of us who believed in Jesus, we become a vessel in which the life of Jesus lives through us. Every life Jesus touches changes. It's seen countless times over and over in the Gospels. When Jesus passed by, lives were changed forever. He shares his life. He shares his love. He shares his lessons. He taught the disciples. He chose them, and yet he treated them like friends. He would not keep the truth hidden from them. He taught them all things about the Father. Jesus is the revelation of God. He teaches us about God. His work is his word, and he does that work through the person of the Holy Spirit. And he teaches us through the Word of God how to live for him, how to worship him, how to praise him, how to enjoy him, how to fellowship with him, how to tell others about him. Divine truth. He holds nothing back from his friends. Now, if those were the only two ways that were to say about Jesus, we would say he's the best friend ever had. But there is one more way that Jesus shows his friendship to you and me. His friendship is seen in salvation. In salvation, the Bible says, we're called by him. If salvation wasn't enough, he calls us. He calls us into his service. He gifts us, each of us. You see, he not only provided us a salvation when he gave that vicarious sacrifice on the cross, but he calls us to serve him. We are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. And he gives us the power. He says, without me, ye can do nothing. Oh, but with him, we can do all things. Oh, a true friend who knows us as intimately as Jesus does, and yet he still chooses to have contact with us. And not only that, he chooses to use us in his service for the glory of God. And then we're comforted by him. He knows that our relationship is further blessed by the fact he promises us that we will enjoy a close relationship with God as well, Jesus' Father, now our Father. Because of our friendship, we're brought into a place where we receive answers to prayer. And what a blessing that is as we go through this world. We're reconciled to the Father. We're invited to come before him and make our petitions and requests known. We're to come boldly to the throne of grace. We don't go through this world without a helper and without a friend. One of the great all-time baseball greats, of course, was Babe Ruth. His bat had the power of a cannon, and for many, many years, his record of 714 home runs remained as the record. The Babe was the idol of sports fans, but in time, age took its toll, and his popularity began to wane. Finally, the Yankees traded him to the Braves. In one of the last games in Cincinnati, Babe Ruth began to falter. He struck out and made several misplays that allowed the Reds to score 5 runs in 1 inning. As the Babe walked toward the dugout, chin down and dejected, there rose from the stands an enormous storm of boos and catcalls. Some fans actually shook their fist. But then a wonderful thing happened. A little boy jumped over the railing, and with tears streaming down his cheeks, he ran out to greet the great athlete. Unashamedly, he flung his arms around the Babe's legs and held on tightly. Babe Ruth scooped him up, hugged him, set him down again. Patting him gently on the head, he took his hand, and the two of them walked off the field together. Once, I was like Babe Ruth. I had nothing to offer. I was used up and wasted by sin. Yet a man named Jesus leapt across the railing of glory, came to this world, lived a perfect life, shed his blood on Calvary, and arose from the dead, and all for me. Then one day, the day came when he came to where I was, and he took my hand, and he saved me by his grace. Now we're walking across the field of this life together, headed for the dugout. He isn't ashamed of me. He's not disappointed in me. He just loves me, and he walks with me. That's what I call a friend. Do you know him today? You can. If he's calling you today, then you need to answer that call. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Would you call upon him and ask him to save your soul today? You'll find out. He's a friend of sinners. And he's the sinner's friend. And he's the best friend you'll ever have in your life. Well, I'm glad he's my friend. Well, listen, I look forward to seeing some of you tonight at the Bridge to Recovery. And then let's come back for the radio tomorrow. But remember, call and reserve your ticket for our Turkey Dinner Sunday coming up on Sunday, November 16th. I look forward to seeing many of our radio listeners here. We'll have a great gospel service and then just a tremendous meal together, and we'll have a great Sunday on the 16th. All right? Well, listen, until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.